mark World Suicide Prevention Month in September, St John's Suicide Prevention is running its Stomp Out Stigma Walk and Wellness Fair on September 26th. The event will be taking place at HMCS Brunswicker on Navy Way and will involve various events, and numerous organisations that provide mental health and wellness services in the area will be represented. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Chair of the St John's Suicide Prevention Committee, Brandy McArg, about the event and the importance of awareness of the resources that are available in the St John region and beyond.
September 10th is World Suicide Prevention Day. So we do quite a few activities around the 10th and around September, just to remind folks of what's available and just focusing on prevention and helping those who might be struggling. So at the end of the month, we have our sort of big event for the year called the Stomp Out Stigma Walk and Wellness Fair. We meet at the HMCS Brunswicker at 1 Navy Way. It starts at 11:30. And we have wellness tables set up in the beginning. So a wellness fair is going on right at 11:30. We have about 20 or so mental health and wellness agencies from in and around our community. They'll be there with their tables, sharing information, resources. We have a few new things this year. So there'll be kind of a kids corner with some of the larger games available. We have some face painting. We have a tattoo artist joining us this year that will be doing mental health tattoos. We have a speaker coming in at 1 o'clock. So Nick Blagden, who's a former Sea Dog, will be there to talk to us about his story and his journey through his mental health challenges. And then we'll have a warm up and then we'll go out and do a little bit of a walk together. So we have a 1K, a 2K and a 5K. We have some running bibs so you can put your bib on and you can tell everybody who you're walking or running for. Whether it be for just anybody that's struggling or whether it be somebody in particular, either in memory or in honor of. Anyone is welcome. You certainly don't have to have any reason other than you just want to come and chat with us. Or it could be that maybe there's some things that might be beneficial to you to come and grab from us. There is a registration fee if you would like to get a swag bag. You can certainly still come to the event. You don't have to pay anything and you are more than welcome to attend. But if you'd like the swag bag, there's a $20 registration fee. It gets you sort of a canvas tote and there's some fun goodies in it. So there's going to be a hat and some sunglasses and kind of some fun stuff. It also gives you something to put all of your resources and things in as you're walking around. And kids under 10 are free as well.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the St. John Suicide Prevention is and what it does?
There's actually 14 suicide prevention committees across New Brunswick. And we all sort of work together, even though we work in our own local communities. But we do meet a couple of times as a group and primarily, we're working on suicide prevention, but not to say that we're not working on some intervention and postvention activities as well. So the committees are made up of volunteers. There are, you know, some professionals on each committee, you know, social workers, teachers, things like that. But they're also just anybody at all that would like to volunteer. Each committee has some lived experience as well, which is absolutely vital to the work that we do and being able to understand to any extent at all, the challenges around suicidal ideation or losing someone to suicide or suicide attempts at all. So that part is very important. And each committee definitely has some of that lived experience as well. We work on activities throughout the year. We do various things each month and you'll see us quite a bit within the community at different wellness fairs or schools. For example, coming up in the fall, we'll be at MBCC St. John and St. Andrews with tables set up with information. So you'll see us out in the community quite a bit. We get invited to different wellness fairs and different spots for us to be able to share information.
I did want to ask about who can be impacted by mental health issues and suicide.
It's an important question because it's a myth that we run into quite often. You know, we do share a lot of myths and realities around suicide. And one of the most common ones is assuming that somebody has to be suffering from depression in order to have thoughts of suicide. And that's just not the case. Anybody of any background or any mental health level of experience can struggle with suicide. And I think it's important for people to know that suicide doesn't discriminate. It can happen to absolutely anyone. And that's why we want to be ready and available for anyone that needs help and support.
Suicide Awareness Month and the events that you're setting up, why are they important? How can they help?
One of the challenges when I first came into this role was learning that there are a lot of resources in and around our community that even I wasn't aware of. And I had been working in mental health for, you know, 11 or 12 years at that point. So I thought to myself, if I don't know, as somebody who works in this community, how is the everyday person supposed to know what services are available to us? So that was something that was really important to get that information out there. And that's why we started doing the Stomp Out Stigma and adding the wellness portion. Even the organizations, our first year, they were chatting amongst themselves and learning that they could refer to one another while setting up their booths and that. So it's just for us to be able to share that information. There are a lot of help and support outside of, as I said, the things that might have waiting lists and some of the more formal services. There are a lot of community agencies available to help as well. So that would, to me, be one of the main reasons that we do the work that we do, just to help people to understand that they're not alone, that there is people out there willing to help and willing to listen.
What do you hope people will get from the month and the events that you're running, and kind of what message would you like people to take from that?
The biggest one I would say is one, understanding that you matter and that everybody matters and that you're not alone and that there is help and support available, but also important to remind everybody to kind of check in on your loved ones, your colleagues, your, even a stranger on the street, that everybody could be struggling and something as simple as a smile and a nod can really make an impact on someone's day. So we always just do a bit of a reminder at our Stomp Out Stigma to just kind of check in with people, send a quick text, a quick message just to say, haven't heard from you in a while, is everything okay? Sometimes that can be a lifeline. You don't have to be a mental health professional in order to provide help and support. We also provide assist training, which is applied suicide intervention skills training, and that you don't have to have any kind of formal training to take as well. Our hope and wish is that, everybody in our community could be trained in assist so that there's always somebody that's able to help and support somebody who might be struggling, because it's not always that easy for someone to reach out for support. It can be a challenge to have the courage sometimes to reach out to more formal support. So if we had somebody at every workplace that had that training that could, similar to first aid training, but first aid for mental health, really, that could be there just to help guide somebody to resources. There is help available. It can be overwhelming to try and find that help on your own. So just remembering that there are lots of different avenues that you can find help and support. 988 being a crisis support line available 24 hours a day by talk and text. Mental health doesn't happen Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And so it's important to know the resources that are available at all times. And, if you're not comfortable making a phone call, you can text with somebody. I personally worked on that line before. There were some really great folks there. Just someone to talk to and to be able to connect with if you're struggling. So just important to remember that that is available all of the time and that you can access that anytime that you might need it. It's free across Canada and just something for people to have as a support. You are important. Everybody matters and everyone's important, and your story deserves to be heard, and you deserve the opportunity to tell that story and to be able to seek help and support no matter who you are and what you're going through. There is support available to you, and that's something that we want everyone to be aware of. We don't want anyone to feel alone.
More information about St. John's Suicide Prevention can be found at sjsuicideprevention.ca or by calling 211. The Suicide Crisis Helpline is 988 and it provides support 24 hours a day and 365 days of the year. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.